We could speak about working out.
Yes, let's do it. Let's not. What's the expression you say in English? Is it to clear your no to clear your dirty laundry or something? What is this one? Air your dirty laundry. What is
Are you
it?
speaking English there?
Oh, no, I forgot the expression. How is it? What is it?
The air.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Learn English with Teachify. You know, last time we recorded, I was full of cold. I was a bit under the weather. But today, I'm feeling wonderful. Mickey, how are you?
Very nice. It's true. I forgot you did. You were a bit poorly. Oh, I know. I know you don't like that word because it's like a little kid speaking English. But yeah, you did have a cold. I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm good. I'm feeling pretty good. I've had a little workout this morning, which is what we're going to be talking about in a moment. And I've had a coffee. I've had a nice breakfast. And now we're doing the podcast. So yeah, very good morning so far. Will, how are you?
I am excellent. I have to say, today I feel fantastic. I feel full of beans. And I'm upset that it's not Monday, so I can do the whole week again. I feel so good and ready for life. You know, that's all I can say, really. But yeah, I feel great. I didn't do a little workout this morning.
No?
I did one. No, this morning, no. But I have, you know, a little home setup. So later today, I will do it kind of, in my own time, kind of relaxed.
Okay.
But yeah,
feeling good. Interesting. Good. I started being very, very enthusiastic, but it looks like you two are even more enthusiastic than I am today.
I mean, I'm not as enthusiastic to say I want to start the week again, though. Like, I'm happy, I'm content, but I'm not like, let's go back to Monday and start the whole week again.
Yeah. And
I had a bad Monday.
And on this note, speaking about working out, doing exercise training and physical health, which Mickey alluded to, Will, you were just sharing your screen a few minutes ago. You were showing us something in your calendar, and I saw that every morning from 6 till 7 a.m., you've blocked an hour for when you go to a gym. Do you go to a gym every day at 6 o'clock?
First of all, I don't know why Mickey's laughing, because yes, I do. Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, all right?
Definitely don't.
I 100% do, unless there is an opportunity, if I have an afternoon that's clear and I can find that time, maybe I'll push it back. But no, I do. Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, 6 o'clock every morning.
Okay, wow. So this week, on Monday, Tuesday, did you go to the gym at 6 o'clock?
I told you, there are exceptions, all right? I told you I had a bad Monday, all right? Yesterday, I went because I had a clearing in the afternoon. Today is not...
In the afternoon, so it wasn't 6 in the morning?
It was 6 somewhere in the morning. Yeah, I do. But like, for the last... I don't know, the last, like, I don't know. However...
Are you speaking Spanish right now or English?
Ooh, okay. Now we hit a sore spot. That's fine. Made me change my shirt because you bought the same as me. I know what you did.
We're here to learn English. We're not here to argue. We can do the arguing after we'll...
I'm just sitting back and taking it all in. But you can continue bickering. To bicker is a nice verb, which means like to nag each other. Like to argue with each other in a nice friendly way. So if you want, you can continue bickering. Or we could speak about working out.
Yes, let's do it. Let's not, what's the expression you say in English? Is it to clear your, no, to clear your dirty laundry or something? What is this one? Air your dirty laundry. What is it?
Are you speaking English there?
Oh, no, I forgot the expression. How is it? What is it?
To air our dirty laundry out in public.
What does that mean?
It means if you have, for example, maybe a personal issue, a personal problem, then you present it to the public as well.
Okay, very good. Anyway, let's get back on topic. Firstly, we always forget to do this. Remember to like, subscribe, and press the little bell notification.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, now, yeah, Mickey, what about you? What kind of exercise do you like doing, and when do you do it? Is it like 6 a.m., like Will?
No. I love exercising. I've been exercising for me is not, it's not an effort. It forms part of my daily life. It's like brushing my teeth or having a shower. Like it's a regular thing. And I like to mix up my exercises. So for the last kind of 6 months, a year, I've been doing a lot of Muay Thai, like training, which is really fun. With a little bit of weight training, not too much. I don't really like to do heavy lifting, heavy weights. Mostly because I had an injury on my shoulder a few years ago. So now I do kind of light-ish weights, not too heavy, and more repetitions. And at the moment, I have got back into, I'm interested again in running, Lewis, which we discussed in one of the podcasts. I like running, and I started cross-training recently. So yeah, I like to mix things up and see
A
a
little
little
bit
bit
of
of everything.
everything.
A little bit of
Variety
everything.
is the spice of life, you know?
They do say that, but that can also be very risky.
So, it sounds like you do lots of different types of working out. You mentioned that in my case, usually what I do, my go-to exercise is running. And the main reason for this is just because we work remotely, I feel like I need to get outside. And I like breathing the fresh air too. And I don't like going to the gym for a long time. So last year I got back into going to the gym for like 3 months. And then I started to get bored of it. I started to get fed up of doing the same things over and over again and trying to lift more and get stronger. When if I'm going to the gym on my own, it's harder to increase the weight because you don't have anyone behind you to spot you and just to support you. So over time, I started to think like, you know what? I'm not really into this. So I've gone back to running, and now I'm really enjoying my runs and trying to push myself and get faster and faster, which over time will then become going further and further and doing a couple of marathons this year.
I think that with running, the problem is when you haven't, like going to the gym, you can start and stop whenever you want, but when it comes to running, because you know, the first couple of weeks when you start running again, you're going to be terrible. Like, you're not going to have the pace. You're not going to be able to do the distance. And because you know that every time you go back to running, you start again, you know that it's going to be so difficult for at least a couple of weeks. So it's more difficult to start because you already you know what to expect. With the gym, you can pick it up whenever. It doesn't really matter. Okay, you do lighter weight, but the exercises, everything's the same. You can do the same duration. Whereas running is a much more of a mental challenge, I feel. But once you break that barrier and you get back into the routine, and then you can start to enjoy it again, which I think is where we're both at the moment. We've both been running quite frequently. So it's, and I've started to enjoy it again. But there was a struggle definitely at the start. And Will, we know that you hate running. Tell us what you do to work out.
But before Will tells us what he does when he goes to the gym every morning at 6 a.m., Will, you might want to bring up an interesting feat that you managed. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago in Madrid. You were with Mickey related to running. Remind people, what did you do?
Well, cracked out a little a little half marathon, Basically, Mickey likes to run. I don't. I've never been a big fan of I'm a big fan of sports if there's an objective which takes your mind off the fact that you're doing exercise. So, for example, running, you're competing with yourself, which means as soon as your mind, and this is the weakness in my mind goes, you can stop. And I go, oh, yeah, all right. I just stop running. And that's what happened. So, but Mickey managed to convince me to try something because he was running a lot. He was, every morning sending me a message like, oh, I'm running, I'm running. It was really cool.
Actually ran a full marathon on my own with no, I ran a full marathon on my
Oh,
own. This is
sorry.
where it came from.
I mean, that's really great. I know I was getting to that. And one day he wrote to me saying, oh, wow, look, today, look how many kilometers I did. I did a full marathon by myself. And I, obviously, I thought, if Mickey can do it, anyone can do this. Now, as someone who has never run, never trained, we were having a drink on a Wednesday, and I was like, I reckon if like push came to shove, okay, like if everything was on the line and I had to do it, if there was no other option, push came to shove, I think I could run a marathon without any preparation. Mickey said, nah. And I said, okay, well, now I'm not competing against myself.
Uh-huh.
competing against someone else. And I said, when do you want me to do it? He said, do it Sunday. I said, okay, all right. So I prepared myself. And
I have him obvious.
There was no money. There was no betting either. It was a verbal bet. There was no
pride on the line.
He told me I couldn't, and I said, let's see. So that Sunday I set out, and long story short, Mickey is right. I could not do it. But I was surprised at the reason why, because I thought just to clarify, I did a half marathon. All right. So that's still 22
very
kilometers.
Very impressive with no training.
With zero training. I thought my lungs would give up. You know, I thought my lungs would be the problem and I would just be too tired. But the actual problem was the damage or the pain that I was causing on my hips.
Mm.
That's actually what
your hip flexors. This
that thing, whatever those are. I thought maybe the blisters on my feet or whatever, but no, it was the hips were just causing me so much pain. And then as soon as I stopped, to the first time, I thought, oh, I'm going to stop and I'll just have a drink of water or something. That was that, basically. It just started to cause problems.
Did you stop at any time during those 22 kilometers or 21 kilometers, whatever?
I sat down on a bench to I can't
have a nap.
Was this half marathon over the course of like the whole day? So you would like 5 kilometers, sit down, 5 kilometers, sit down.
No. I think I ran. It was 16 kilometers. It was about 16.
That's still
kilometers.
Amazing, huh? I did. Like that's very good.
Well, I mean, it was all right. It was 16 kilometers. But then I can't remember what I decided. But I decided to change something. So I sat down on the bench, and I can't remember if I changed socks or if I can't remember. But I remember that my girlfriend was with me, and I said, "Oh, just go ahead. I'm just going to quickly." So I sat down, and then when I got up to catch up with her, that was when I realized, "Oh, my hips. I don't know something. Oh, hello, something in my hips just was like, you realize you're not going to do this." Then I was just convincing myself throughout until I reached the next park I was going to. I was like, okay, I can't do all of this again. So let's just get to the half marathon, call it quits. And
so your girlfriend did the rest of it for you. Okay.
She did.
So there's some interesting phrasal verbs that we used in there. I used one which was to warm up, which I think everybody knows what it means. It basically means to get the muscles nice and warm and loose. Usually before exercising, I personally don't like to do it at the start with cold muscles. I prefer to do a little bit of a run or some kind of activities first, stop and then stretch for 5-10 minutes and then continue running or whatever it is I'm doing. That's my personal preference. I don't know about you, Lewis. Do you do that as well?
To be honest, I don't warm up that much. Like usually I just get straight into it and then I'll start by running a little bit slower. And then as the run progresses, unless I'm really exhausted, then I'm warming up as I'm running. And then actually when I ran to my sister's house last week, I got in and got straight
Jesus,
into the shower.
You ran from Spain to England.
Yeah, I know. Mental, isn't it? And you guys are saying, oh, I did a marathon, I did a marathon, I ran a million kilometers. No, I'm joking. I did 15 kilometers from my house to my sister's house. I walked into her house and got a shower immediately. And she asked me, like, Lewis, don't you stretch or cool down? And I was like, nah, don't need to do that. So we have to warm up at the beginning of an exercise and to cool down at the end of an exercise. Instead of saying an exercise, I could also say a workout. And I've used this phrasal verb a couple of times already. To work out is to train or to do exercise. And it's not reduced to just in the gym. Many people say, like, oh, working out's just in the gym. Like, no. Working out is just training or doing exercise in general. So we have three phrasal verbs there. To walk, work out, do exercise. Warm up is to stretch before exercise. And cool down is like to stretch after exercise. And sorry, Mickey, you raised your hand.
I did. Yeah, I just wanted to add to that because there is the same phrasal verb workout can be used in another context, which is not directly related to sports, which is when you're trying to solve something, maybe a puzzle or a maths equation. So if you're struggling to work out the result, you need to figure it out. You need to try to understand it. Okay, so you can use it in that context, as well as with sports. So to work out as to do exercise, and to work something out is to find the answer to something.
Perfect, which we can also use another phrasal verb, which is very, very similar, which is to figure out. So you have to figure it out or you have to work it out. You have to figure out the answer or work out the answer. And two more phrasal verbs that I'm not going to teach, but I'm going to ask Will a question using these phrasal verbs. And for those of you who are not watching right now, his eyes just got really, really big. Like he's looking really shocked, maybe a bit anxious, a bit nervous, because he doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. But Will, would you rather slim down or bulk up? And why? And tell us, what does slim down and bulk up mean?
Great question, because when I was growing up, I think until I was about 22, I'm quite tall, as Mickey knows, and I was really slim. Like I weighed 68 kilograms, and for my height, this is something very slim, and I was very self-conscious. So I made a conscious effort to bulk up and to gain muscle, to gain weight or something, to feel good about myself. And then I kept that going. And then I had periods basically between 21 and 30, where I would slim down a lot, feel self-conscious, then bulk up. And then I hit 30. And everything changed, and I just gradually started bulking and bulking and bulking and bulking up, and I kept bulking up. And now, Lewis, I'm glad you asked. I would love down, which would be to lose the extra weight, the extra fat that is accumulated. And I just don't want to run and do cardio. So I'm hoping that there will some medication will be released to the market soon that will just get rid of this.
Find the drugs.
I mean, I trust in medicine, and that's the big thing. And so to bulk up would be to get bigger, to gain muscle, and often along with that, a little bit of extra fat, extra weight. And to slim down is to lose that. But honestly, I feel better when I'm bigger.
Fact.
I don't know why. I think it's maybe trauma from the past, but I feel self-conscious, slim. But when I'm bigger, I don't really care. I don't mind if someone, they call me fat or this. I'm not a little bit, but that's fine. But yeah, I don't know. What about you though, Lewis? Because you went to the gym to bulk up a little bit and then decided against it.
Yeah, it was kind of not necessarily to bulk up, but to tone up and to become more toned and more defined. Because if you're just running, doing that in isolation isn't the best way to have a like aesthetically pleasing physique. You need to do some kind of body weight exercises or some weights or some other type of exercise that isn't just running. Because if you're just running, you're going to be skinny in the end, and your upper body isn't really going to be in proportion with your lower body. But Yeah, to be honest, I prefer to be slim, which I'm not, but I'm never fat, but I'm always maybe just a little bit chubby. And I've realized that in the last couple of months, I've probably put on a little bit of weight. Important, we usually say put on weight rather than gain weight. And both of them mean to gain kilos. But yeah, I'd like to slim down a little bit, but also tone up. Maybe by doing some press ups and pull ups and stuff like that. But I can't be bothered to lift weights. I just can't be asked.
I don't. I think with like dynamic training, like body weight training and running, I don't think you need too much. Like, I think you don't even need to go to a gym if you can run like say, even a maximum of like 5 kilometers. It doesn't have to be quick, but if you can do that on a regular basis, squats, press ups, and chin ups or assisted chin ups, I don't think you need anything else. I think that kind of covers your whole physique personally. But it's the dedication and the consistency, like anything. Also, like learning a language to all you English learners out there, consistency is the key.
There's something that I have a feeling about, which is when you get older, it's more difficult to put on muscle, to gain muscle, and then you start to become less, I would say, less strong, less active, and therefore, that's what I'm cultivating, basically. I'm trying to get it all now so that as gradually I get older, then it will gradually fade, but I will still maintain something, you know? So
Amazing.
that's got, by the way, that's true. That's
Now, let's just, before we wrap up, let's just go over a couple of idioms related to the topic. One that I think Mickey used earlier was to get into shape. If you get into shape, you get fit. You become fitter. So usually people start working out and trying to get into shape before summer because they want the so-called bikini body.
Wait.
Wait, Mickey, tell us about another expression, another idiom related to the topic.
Well, you could do the opposite to that. So you've got to get into shape, but you could also say, for example, off at the moment I'm out of shape. You don't normally talk about the progression of getting out of shape. You're usually just in shape or you're out of shape. Like we don't really say I'm gradually getting out of shape. It's not as common. Whereas you would say, I am getting into shape. It's a process with an objective at the end. So, yeah, you can say, I am out of shape. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to
No
leave the
problem,
other
no problem.
expressions for you guys.
I thought you were going to teach one related to like fighting and boxing because you mentioned Muay Thai earlier. But Will, you also do some kind of like martial arts, right?
Yeah,
And there's
he's completed jiu-jitsu,
he's
apparently.
completed jiu-jitsu.
Finished up.
And what is the idiom where in a boxing match or something like that you give up? What expression will we use?
This is, I think, a common expression in many languages, which is to throw in the towel. Okay. So when you've decided that you've had enough, you cannot do any more, you throw in the towel, you give up. And, this is something, many people do often with languages, to be honest, because it's daunting, it's intimidating. And when you realize how much you have to learn, people often think, I'll have classes, but they don't put, they don't, they're not consistent with it.
I
They
think with
throw it in.
languages as well, I think the problem is when you get to a high level of that language, whether it doesn't have to be English, it could be any language, and the learning curve starts to slow down and you don't really feel like you're progressing too much. This is the point where most people throw in the towel. But usually lower levels or beginners, they're quite motivated to learn. They can see their results very quickly and then it starts to slow down. And this is, it's kind of like a running a marathon. It's the same. You get that, you hit that wall. And you don't want to run anymore, your body's saying stop, and you have to be determined enough to continue and to fight forward, and then you can reap the rewards at the end.
Perfect, exactly. So if you can take anything away from this podcast and this video, of course, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. But it is that basically going to the gym and staying in shape is very similar to learning a language. You need to be disciplined, you need to have willpower, you need to have these routines And you need to enjoy it, because if you don't enjoy it, at the end of the day, you're going to give up. You're going to throw in the towel. So don't throw in the towel. And that's it for today. So thank Very you good. So much for listening or watching, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye. Cheers.
You like that? Bye-bye.